right, who's ready to move beyond your comfort zone? Anybody here? You guys are a lot better than the first service. They're like, I don't know. Do I? It's just a trick question. No, because sometimes we struggle with that question. And so it's not always an easy thing to do as we're talking about moving out of our comfort zone when God's asking us to stretch and to change. And oftentimes it means, you know, that, you know, you have growing pains when you're growing. And so that's not always an easy thing to do. We've been spending most of our time over the last several weeks talking about how God is calling us to get out and face our fears, to not be afraid of walking in the left so that he can prepare us to walk right. That many times we go through difficult times in our life and we're walking left, and God is trying to use that time of walking to the left to prepare us to walk the right way. And that he's calling us to get out. Last week we talked about facing our fears and getting out and telling people about Jesus, about witnessing to people, about doing nice things for people, about showing God's love in practical ways. And sometimes we have a fear of doing those things, but we got to get past that. It's time for us to take off our spiritual training wheels, right? I get an amen. Sometimes we got to take off our spiritual training wheels. And as your pastor, I got to put you on the bike and I got to push you down the road and say, you can do it. And when you fall down, I pick you up and throw you back down the hill and say, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Listen, sometimes I feel like I want to be your biggest cheerleader because I see so much potential in what God is doing in your life and what God has placed there. And so I want to be a person who calls out the great things of God in your life. I want to encourage you to say, you know what, I want to break past any barrier that's keeping me from living where God wants me to go. And many times it's in that comfort zone that it stops us from going to the next level. Today I want to talk to you about something that I believe that every one of us have here, and that's a past. How many know that's one thing that every one of us have in common this morning is that we all have a past. And today we're going to talk about moving beyond your past. All of us here have things in our past. All of us have hurts in our past. All of us have mistakes we've made in our past. All of us have things that have came and brought mourning into our life. But in order to get into the edge and to get out of your comfort zone and get to the place that God is calling us to go, it's going to mean that we got to get past our past many times. Now, for many of us here, we've allowed our past to become our crutch. We've allowed our past to keep us from getting out. Because of my past mistakes, my marriage will never get better. Because of my past mistakes, God will never love me the way he needs to. Because of my past mistakes, I can never get out and do great things that God has got for my life because I've been hurt. And so therefore, nobody's going to get close to me. Nobody's going to hurt me again. And we build this cocoon sheltering us from getting out there. And let me tell you this, that there is people who have been hurt really bad. And there's times you need to go into a time of a cocoon when God wraps his arms around you and you are being healed both physically and spiritually. That God is healing you and he's restoring you and he's putting back together your heart. But God has never intended for us to stay in the cocoon. That there comes a time when he wants that cocoon to break open and for you to spread your wings and fly again. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, you got to learn to fly again. Hallelujah. Say, I believe. Some of you are waiting for me to break it off. I'm going to save you that today. But we've got to learn that God is wanting us to fly again. He's wanting us to love again. He's wanting us to serve again. He's wanting us to trust again. He's wanting us to get back into the human race again and to quit living here in this place where we've isolated ourselves from the world. And God said, man, I've got so much more for you. We've got to realize that it's easy. It's a lot easier to build a wall up than it is to deal with the things that we have to deal with. I love what Philippians says in Chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of this, but this one thing I do. Forgetting. Forget what's behind you. Forget what? Forget what? Let's say it a different way. Forget my past. Strain toward what? Toward what is ahead. Notice he says straining, because when you're forgetting your past, it's not easy. No one's expecting you to get out and say, oh, this is great. Dun, 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 dun. Look at me. It's a strain. Sometimes to pull yourself out of that place. But straining, I press toward the goal ahead, which is the prize which God has called me to, heavenward in Christ Jesus. Write this statement down. I cannot relate to the present if I'm still reacting to my past. I cannot relate to my present, to the present, if I'm still reacting to my past. Some of you need to make that your Facebook statement of the day. Some of you are tweeting it out right now. I know you. Very good. I'll get home and see where you guys tweeted that out about 11:45. Okay, all right. Some people are stuck in their past. How many know that we all see people, and some of you are here this morning, that are still stuck in the 80s? Anybody know anybody that's stuck in the 80s? How many can just raise your hand? I'm still stuck in the 80s, man. If you're going to be stuck in a decade, that's a great one to be stuck in. Just for the record. Okay, it's a great one. Some of you are stuck in the 80s. You still, you know what I'm talking about. You still got the haircut from the 80s. Come on, you could pass for Billy Ray Cyrus. You know, you've seen these people. You see them and you take a picture and you send it to your friends, you know. Look what I've seen at Walmart, man. This person's straight out of the 80s. And some of you are stuck in the 90s. The other day I saw somebody, Pastor Man, I'm throwing in the 90s to make you feel good, okay? He had a bowl cut, and it wasn't just a small bowl cut. I mean, it was the big bowl cut. His hair was about this thick and shaved around. Like, he put a bowl on top of the shave all around the bottom of that bowl and took the bowl off. It was a popular cut back in the 90s. This guy still had it. He was supporting it strong. You know, some of you, you know what I'm talking about. Some of you still, you go to your closet right now and get some of the stuff in the 80s. My kids are dressing now from clothes from the 80s. I'm like, Dad, you don't know what we're talking about. You never heard of these kind of shoes, or you never see. I'm laughing at them. I'm like, yeah, I did. Look at my picture. I got pictures. I had three pair of those shoes. I had a red pair, a blue pair. You know, you did? Yeah, everything comes around. Oh, you would, you know, my ties were skinny. I had the skinny leather tie. We were there, man. We wore it untied all the way. It was hanging down halfway. We thought we were that, you know. Some of you, it's funny when we see people stuck in a different decade, isn't it? When they dress, we kind of laugh about it. Some of you laugh at yourself because you know what I'm talking about. You need a makeover, and that's okay. God's speaking to you today. Come out. It's all right. I'm giving you permission. It's all right to leave your decade and get caught up to the human race. But what's not funny is when we see people who are still stuck emotionally back in the 80s and 90s. They're still stuck back 5, 6 years ago because of someone who's hurt them, or they've suffered a major loss, or they've made a major mistake, and they've allowed themselves to stay right back there in 1988. I was hurt back in 1988, so I just, and I'm stuck there. God, I can never move forward. God, you can never use me again. Someone hurt me back in 1988, so I'm staying here. I'm bitter. I'm angry. I'm hurt. And I live my life right here, and I never get beyond right here. I stay right here. I suffered a major loss, and I'm still mourning that loss of my life, and I just seem to never get beyond that. Instead of getting out and seeing what God has got for you, we stay right here. Some of you have been stuck here for a long time. And today, let me tell you this, that God is calling you out. God is calling you out, and I'm here this morning to declare to you that God is wanting to heal you in your mind, in your heart, in your emotions, in your spirit, in your body. God is wanting to heal you, and he's wanting to call you up and say, I've got great things for your life. I've got great things I want to do, and we got to let go of some things that are holding us back in our past to get there. We're going to have to abandon some things we've been very comfortable in, building this cocoon. And we stayed right there. Because, see, we've settled for what we think we deserve. I don't deserve to go any further because I blew it. In 1998, Pastor, I was the biggest jerk. I did this to my family. And I don't deserve any love from them or anybody else. And I'm just going to stay right here. Get up. Let me tell you this. Give it up and get up. And say, you know what? Yes, I did blow it. And yes, it cost me a lot of pain. And it cost my family a lot of pain. But you know what? I'm going to do better. And I'm going to be a better father in my later years. I'm going to be a better grandfather or a better grandmother. I'm going to change my life around. I'm not going to be stuck in 1998 forever. Because God is calling me out. And God's calling me out to change. I was hurt in 1994, Pastor. I was hurt. And therefore, no one's ever going to love me again. And the first marriage, that person did you wrong. And so therefore, you allowed that hurt to control you. And instead of being able to love that person now you're married to the right way, you're punishing that person by the way that first person did you. It's just talking about where we live. Can we do that? And we've allowed these walls to keep us up. Well, if I can't fully give them because I'm always expecting them to reject me. I'm always expecting them to abandon me. I'm always, because of what I'm living back in 1998. I'm living back in 1986. I'm living in 2002. And I stay there, and I want to protect myself from ever getting hurt again. And so we never step out into what God fully has for us. And I'm here today to tell you that God is calling you out beyond your past. That God's calling you out. He wants to heal your heart. He wants you to love again. He wants you to serve again. He wants you to trust again. He wants you to be able to give your life to somebody again. The last church I went to, Pastor, they hurt me. Join the club. We've all been hurt somewhere along the line. If you haven't been in church all your life, or you've been in church for a long time, someone's going to hurt you. If you've been dating or married, you're going to know people are going to hurt you. If you've been working in a workplace, you know people are going to hurt you. If you've been around your family very long, you know family is going to hurt you. We get hurt. And let me give you a secret. We've all been hurt. You may not have been hurt the way I've been hurt, but I probably haven't been hurt the way you've been hurt. But we've all been hurt. We've all had things that were not fair that happened. And some of you have faced some very, very much hurtful things in your life you've had to overcome. Things that were pretty much the face of evil. You've had to face and overcome. But God is wanting to call you out of that because you are not labeled by that. You're labeled a child of God. You're labeled an overcomer. You're labeled a child who God wants to restore, wants to heal. And he wants to set you back up, man, for greatness in your life. Don't allow your past to define you. We need to stop having a dress rehearsal in our mind. Stop replaying that over and over again. We still replay that time I was hurt. We still replay that time I was rejected. We still replay that over and over again. Every day we're replaying that, and we stay right there, and we get madder and madder and madder. We're getting bitter. So how do we spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S. I know some of you are thinking that right now. How do we spell relief? We spell relief by focusing our thoughts upon our future. I spell relief by saying, God, I've been hurt right here. God, I've suffered much loss right here. God, I am guilty right here. But God, you've healed me. And God, you're calling me out. And I'm going to focus. I'm going to choose to focus on the future you have for me. I'm not going to choose to focus on my hurt every day. I'm going to choose to focus in on the great things that God's got for my life because this life that he has for me is so much better than where I'm at right now. I got to focus my thoughts and quit replaying those hurts over and over again in my life and allow God to pull the greatness in me that he has for me. Let me say this to you. I don't care about your past. And when I say that, I don't say that without any sensitivity. I'm not saying I don't care about where you've been. But what I'm saying is this, I really care about where you're going. Let me say, I care about where you're going, and I want to call you to go forward. Sometimes we do need counseling, and sometimes there's nothing wrong with finding a good Christian counselor and going there and allowing them to help us. I've been to good Christian counseling, and I recommend if you need it, go find it. Get it. Get some. We all sometimes need help dealing with our past and dealing with things that have hurt us in our past. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But there's a time that God says, you know what? I want you to go forward, and I'm calling you to go forward. I've taken you through a time of healing. I've taken you through a time of restoration, and now I want to call you out to go forward again. So how do you get past your past? Number one, I must give up all my grudges. Wow, this is a hard one. I must give up my grudges. Look what Ephesians 4 says in verse 31 and 32. Get rid. Everybody say get rid. Let go. Let it loose. Get rid of all. What? Bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. How many can raise your hands and say, God has forgiven me of a lot of junk in my life. God's forgiven me of a lot of stupid mistakes in my life. All of us here, man, aren't you thankful that God forgives us? Aren't you thankful for his grace and mercy? That, man, he takes that thing and just casts it as far as the east is from the west, is what Scripture says. But he says this in return. This is the kind of forgiveness that you and I have got to learn to walk in. It's not easy for you and I because we ain't God. Sometimes you just want to walk up and slap the smile off somebody's face who did you wrong. I guess I'm the only one that ever felt that way, right? God loves you, and I want to show you just how much I love you. Pow! It's not easy. But he says, I'm to learn to love those people who have done me wrong. I'm learning to let go, get rid of. This is our idea. All right, God, I know you want me to learn to forgive. I know you want me to let go of my past hurt, and you want me to let go of my anger, my bitterness. And so, God, I'm getting out, and I'm letting go, God. I'm letting go. I'm letting go, and I'm walking away. And I'm walking away from this thing, God. I promise, I'm walking away. I'm walking away, God. I know you're calling me to walk away, God. I'm walking away. See, I'm out. When we don't let go, we say we're letting go, but we don't let go. And we hang on. We dig deep. Well, Pastor, you don't know what they did to me. Let me tell you this. Quit letting them control your life. Quit letting that person that hurt you control your life. That person's already living the dream. They're down the road. They probably don't even know they hurt you. Or if they did hurt you, they didn't realize how bad it was. Or they just didn't care. Either way, they're down there smiling. They're loving life, and you're over here mad and upset and having health problems, emotional issues, spiritual issues, because you're choosing to hang on to that bitterness and unforgiveness. We got to let it go. God, I'm going to let it go. It doesn't mean I'm saying they were right. It doesn't mean I'm saying they were right in what they did. It simply says this to God, I am not going to allow that person to control me any longer. I refuse to stay here back in 2002. I refuse to stay back here in 1994. I'm going to get up. I'm going to walk out and say, God, I'm going to learn to give you complete control of my life. I'm going to learn to walk in forgiveness even when they don't deserve it. Because, oh, wait, isn't that what you did with me, God? Even when I was yet a sinner, Christ, you what? Died for me. Even when I ran from you, you still loved and pursued me. Even when I mocked your name, you still loved me just the same. Even when I rejected your love to me, you loved me all the same. Isn't it awesome to think about that God has never, ever loved me more than he does right now? And no matter what I do, he'll never love me any less. That's the love of our Father. He's never loved me. Yes, he has. He loved you this much. That's how long it took him to stretch his arms across to be nailed to the cross. He loves you, and he loves you, and he loves me. He has given his life for us. He loves you. We got to get rid of it. And then he tells us not only to get rid of the anger, then he says to what? Turn around and be nice to people and forgive them. Say what? No, God, you got it wrong. I want to hit them. When I give it to you, that means you give it to them. Right? That's how we feel. And God, you want me, now listen, I know what it feels like to go up to somebody who's done you wrong and just let them know exactly how you feel. And let me tell you, it feels pretty good. Does it change me? No, I'm still bitter and I'm still angry. And I'll take around them and I leave there. Yeah, I told them exactly how I felt, but you know what? I carried that thing with me. But it's when I've gone to God and said, God, I'm going to give it to you. When I see them, even though on the inside I'm like, put it up. On the inside, I want to clobber them. When I see them in public, I'm going to wave at them. And I'm not even going to tell them they're number one. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to wave at them, be nice to them. I'm going to just shower them with kindness when I have an opportunity to, because I want God, you're in control. You're in control of them. Lord, you're a much better judge than I am. You'll take care of that situation. God, but you're changing me, and you're helping me to learn to forgive those who have done me wrong, those who have hurt me. It's a powerful thing that God wants to do in our life. Why is that? Why does God want me to be nice? Because it brings healing to my body. People who are holding in anger, people who are holding in unforgiveness, man, it takes a toll in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. And it's a very unhealthy thing, not only emotionally, but physically. It's been proven that's a very unhealthy way to live. But when you can release that thing, man, and you start loving people and being kind, it's like God just heals your heart. Why? He's designed us to receive healing through those actions. We got to quit letting people control us and set them free. Listen, nobody can make you mad unless you give them permission. We have a choice to hold on to our hurts or to let them go. I love what Job says in 5:2. Job says, don't worry yourself to death. With what? With resentment. Because if you were worrying about resentment, he says, look what it says. You would be a foolish, senseless thing to do. Don't you love it when Scripture is very clear? Listen, if you're going to sit around and hold in resentment and bitterness, Job says in Scripture, he says, that's a very foolish thing to do. He says, let it go. Job 18:4. You are only hurting yourself with what? Your anger. You're not hurting that person. That person's living it up. You're the only person you're hurting is yourself. Learn to let it go. Let it go. Give it to God. We must also learn to give up our grief. We must learn to give up our grief when you move past your past. Everyone's had sorrow in your life. Everyone's suffered losses of people close to you. And let me just tell you, it's very much okay to mourn the loss. We need to mourn losses. When you lose people close to you, when you suffer the end of a relationship, when you've gone through things that you thought you'd never face, when you lose people close to you, thought you'd never lose, it's definitely okay to mourn. Scripture says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall what? Be comforted. Mourning is God's way of healing us. We need to mourn. And I think children do a much better job of it than we do as adults, don't they? You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen children go through mourning? I mean, when a child mourns, man, they just get it out there, and they just let it go. Why, God? God, why did you do this? It goes to heaven, why didn't they get it all out there? And they ask all the questions they want to ask, and they cry, and they get it all out there, and then they just pull it together and go on. They don't hold anything back. I mean, they get it out there. They mourn much faster than we do as adults. Because adults, we hold it in, and we try to be strong for each other, and we feel like we've got to carry the family, and so we got all these things happening. And let me tell you, I want you to know it's very much okay to mourn. You need to mourn losses in your life. But what's not okay is when our mourning turns to moaning. And what I mean by that is this, is that I don't know how long it takes to mourn properly. For some people, it's 6 months. Some people, it's 3, 4 years, 5 years. I don't know. I'm not a doctor in that field, and I'm not here to try to tell you. I know it all, okay? Some people, everybody's different. But what I'm saying is there's a time to mourn, and that's okay. Some, it takes longer than others. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. It's not okay is when we close off our life and begin to moan. I'll never love again. I'll never trust again. I'll never open up again. I'll never believe again. I'll never pray again. I'll never, 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 because I've suffered this loss in my life, and my mourning turns into moaning. I'll never. And the world has passed you by, and you're still stuck there. I'll never do this again. I'll never get involved again. I'll never, never be happy again. I'll never. And we have all these things. We just start moaning about our life and then saying, that's it, man. The world can pass us by. And God's got so much more for you. He wants you to learn to deal with your griefs and to mourn. How do we do that? Let me give you some very practical ways. How do we deal with this mourning? We got to accept what we cannot change. Accept what we cannot change. Accept it's God's will for my life to have to walk through this. Accept that, God, you've chosen me. Let me just tell you this. As a Christian, there's never been a promise that we would not have to walk through tough times in our life. God has never promised us that. I'm a Christian, and yet I'm walking through so much sorrow. God's never promised you that you would not have to walk through times of sorrow. But what he has promised you is this. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And when you are crying, I will wipe away your tears. And even though you're weeping through the night, that I will return your joy if you do not quit. If you trust in me and you allow me to heal your heart and you allow me to hear your tears and you let it out there and you mourn and you get it out there and get those feelings out there and be honest and get them out there. But yet you say, God, even though I'm going through this, God, I know that you can carry me. He did promise me he would carry me. He did promise me that he would sustain me. And when I can't walk, he'll carry me. And when I need to go forward, he'll drag me if it's possible. As long as I say, God, I don't understand this. Even though you slay me, though will I trust you. Even though I don't understand why you chose me and my family to walk through this, it makes no sense to me. I have no idea why. I do know this, God, if I'll continue to trust in you, you will carry me through my time of mourning. And there will be a lot of weeping, but joy can return to my life. And I can go out. And what happens is this, you walk through it. Not that you forget, but pretty soon you walk through it and you look back and you're helping others walk through the very same thing that you walked through. You're bringing comfort to those and you can say, you know what? It's a tough road ahead, but I'm living proof that if you don't give up and you stay in the hand of God, that God will sustain you and God will bring you back and he can return joy to your life again. God wants to do that. Look at what he says in Isaiah chapter 6. We got to learn to play it down and play it up. We got to learn to play it down and pray it up. And what I mean by this is just that we've got to know that the world does not stop when we go through our mourning. I love what Isaiah 6 says. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. King Uzziah was a very popular king. He was a great king. And the whole nation was mourning the death of this great leader. And I love what he says here. Isaiah says, man, the year he died, in the middle of our mourning, I saw the Lord more in my mourning than I'd ever saw him any other time. He was high and lifted up. And his train, it filled the temple. He says, man, I seen a revelation of God like I've never seen before in the middle of my mourning. In the middle of my grieving. God, you were revealed to me more than any other time. It is in those times that we grieve and we mourn that God wants to reveal himself to us the closest. When I feel like I can't take another breath, he's there close to me. He's leading me. He's pulling me when I don't realize it. He's exercising me when I don't realize I'm doing it. Preparing me to walk again. Preparing me to love again. Preparing me to trust again. And the last part of this, getting past your grief, you've got to focus on what's left and not what's lost. Focus on what's left, not what's lost. And the third thing here, we must learn to give up the guilt, moving past your past. Give up the guilt. I've got to learn to give up my guilt. Not only do we have past hurts that we got to deal with, not only do we have past sorrows we got to deal with, but for many of us here, we have past guilt we also got to deal with. Pastor, if you knew what I did in 1998, man, you just wouldn't understand. I blew it. If you knew what I did 5 years ago, Pastor, I blew it. And I say, man, everybody's blown it sometime in their life. There is none perfect in this room. All of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Some people's sins are out there a little more public. It makes it harder to walk through. It's embarrassing to walk through. I understand that. There's people here who have done sins just as great or worse than yours that no one knows about. And we can't put ourselves in the timeout box forever. Yes, it's okay to say, you know what, I've blown it, and I need to spend some time right here in the cocoon. God, I need to build back my integrity. God, I need to focus on my family, first of all, because they need me. And I need to learn to try to walk my children through my great mistake. I need to try to walk through this mess I put my marriage in. I've got to walk in this thing, man. So I need to step back. And it's okay with stepping back and saying, I got to focus in on getting things right. I got to go left to get right. That's okay. But God, listen, God has never intended for you to stay here. God has never intended for you to stay here. Well, I can't. I put myself in the timeout box, and I'm here forever. God could never use me, Pastor, because I've blown it. Have you read the Bible? Almost every great person used a guy who blew it one time and another in their life. Many times, some of them. They blew it big time. But God still restored their life, forgave them, and put them back on the right place. And God wants you to go through times when you got to get right with God. You got to build your integrity back. You got to build back on the relationships you've broken. But then you step back up and say, God, I'm a testimony of God's grace. Even though I've blown it, my Father has forgiven me. My Father's restored me. And if I'll trust in Him, He'll still use me to do great things. If I'll trust in Him and step out, He's still got a call for my life. He still has a purpose for my life. He still has a purpose for my marriage. He still has a purpose for my family. And I can't let my past mistakes stop me from staying right here isolating myself. I got to get out and say, God, I'm gonna learn to trust you again. Leaving my guilt behind. Today, if we're going to step out of our comfort zone, that's going to mean leaving pain, leaving hurt, leaving sorrow, grief, and leaving guilt behind and saying, God, I'm going to knock through those walls today, and I'm going to step in. I'm going to step in, God, to forgiveness. I'm going to step into your healing power. I'm going to step into your grace in such a great way. And God, I'm going to step out there because I know that you got something great for me. And I'm not going to be a victim of my past any longer. Listen, don't hold yourself there. God has forgiven you and trying to pull you out. He wants to pull you out of the miry clay. Set your feet back up on the rock to stay, that you can be a testimony of His grace. That your marriage can be a testimony of God's grace. That your forgiveness can be a testimony of God's love. That your healing through your grief can be God's testimony of sustaining you through your darkest hour. God is wanting to pull us out beyond our past and pull us into a new future. I want you to bow your heads this morning. With every eye closed this morning, no one looking around but me. If you hear, say, Pastor, today I need to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I would not embarrass you in one way at all, but today you say, today's my day, Pastor. I got to get beyond where I'm at, and I've got to accept Jesus Christ. First of all, I've never done that. Today's my day. I want to accept Jesus. Can you just raise your hand if that's you this morning and say, that's me, Pastor. I want to accept Jesus Christ. Raise it high where I can see it. Nobody's looking but me. I want to make sure you have this chance today. Please, if you haven't raised it, raise it right now. Thank you. Anybody else want to join them? Say, that's me today. I'm ready. Thank you. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ today. We're going to say this prayer together, especially those who raise your hands. We're all going to say it out loud together. As Christians, we're going to support you in this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I give you all of my life, all of my hurt, all of my dreams, all of my sin. It belongs to you today. I believe you are God's only Son, the Messiah. And from this day forward, I will live for you in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer for the first time and meant it today, we say thank you and welcome to the family of God. Yeah, give them a hand clap. When you leave today, if you'll stop by the back, we got a free Bible and some other information that tells you what to do next on your step. It's only the beginning, not the end. It's only the beginning of a new journey. When you get plugged into a church home, where people can support you, How many today say, Pastor, I'm ready to move beyond my past? Today, you're hitting me right between the eyes where I live, and I need God's help to move beyond my past. Anybody here want to raise your hands? That's me? Yeah. Yeah. We've all got a past. It deals with all of us. Some way or another, we've all got things in our past that will keep us strapped in. But today, God's wanting to break those chains in your life. He wants to call out the great things of God, and He's wanting to knock down those walls in your life. And He's wanting to speak into you, son, daughter, I love you. I've got great things in store. Don't give up. Come out. I'm calling you out. Today, if you want to move beyond your past, I invite you to stand on your feet this morning. I want you to see yourself as you walk to the front today. Say, Pastor, I'm stepping out of my past and I'm walking to a new future in God. I want you to see yourself as you walk to the front today. I invite you to join me in the front and say, I'm stepping out of my past. I'm letting go. See yourself letting that thing go. And I want you to step to the front and say, God, I'm stepping into a new future. I'm stepping into a new future by faith. For some of you, it's by faith. You still got some sore spots. You still got some things you're dealing with. You still got some guilt you're dealing with. You still got some grief you're dealing with. You still got some hurts you're learning to deal with. That's okay. For some of you, it's a walk of faith today. But you're simply saying this, God, I'm stepping out. I'm going to walk into the person you're calling me to be. We're going to sing this song together. And it simply says this. It says, I'm going forward. I'm letting go of the person I used to be. And God, by faith, I'm going to move forward in you. I'm going to let this person no longer control my life. I'm going to learn to forgive. I'm going to learn to let go of the guilt of the mistakes and quit punishing myself for the things that happened 5, 10 years ago. I'm going to let go of things. I want to walk in a new freedom. I want to walk in forgiveness. I want to learn to not let my mourning control me, but I want to get back out there. I want God to restore my joy once again. I want God to restore my joy once again. I believe He's going to begin to do that today as we sing this song of faith. I'm not going back.
I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. What a moment you have brought me to, such a freedom I have found in you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Going back, I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you, my past is over in you, all things are made new, surrender my life to Christ, I'm moving, not going back, I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you. My past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. Oh Lord. You have risen with all power in your hands. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Not going back. I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life. to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward.
To the Lord this morning. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, God, you're calling us past our past. God, you're calling us past our guilt. You're calling us past our sorrow. You're calling us past our hurts. And Father, right now, Lord, you're allowing us to walk in a new spirit of forgiveness. You're allowing us to walk in a new spirit of healing. You're allowing us, God, to get past our guilt, see ourselves with the grace of God sees us. And God, we're not going to be the person who hangs our head. But God, we're going to pick ourselves up. And we're going to pick ourselves up out of the sorrow we're in. And God, we're going to focus in upon the future that you have for us. So God, today, with our hands raised, Lord, I pray right now, Father, you are bringing a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of coming out of the place we've been. And God, we're leaving our past behind to make all things new. Come on.
You make all things new, and I
come on, declare it.
Will follow you forward. Oh, you make all things new, yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward.
Put your hands together. Bless the Lord. Everybody do this right here, man. Say, man, I'm getting free. Man, I'm shaking off that thing. I'm not going to, when I leave the front today, I'm not picking that thing back up. And God's helping me to shake free of those things and shake them off, man. I'm stepping into a new future. I'm stepping into a brighter future. I'm stepping into a new morning. I'm stepping into a new joy. I'm stepping into a new future that God's calling me to. Thank you so much for being here. Hope to see you tonight in a life group. Turn around, give someone a hug or a high five. Say, man, it was great to be with you today. God bless you.